Good morning. Let me just start by telling you I'm unbelievably excited about being the Chicago Bears head football coach, and that's a great way to start the day, and a little bit about what we've been doing over the last 5 weeks. We started immediately on putting a staff together. I think we've done a fantastic job collectively and organizationally putting together a group of men who are not only great teachers, but guys with great people skills. We're just about complete with our staff. We'll finish up with a wide receiver coach over the next few days. And we're excited about both the fit that he will bring to our team and what he will do in our receiver situation in terms of handling the guys on a daily basis. We've also spent time evaluating our football team from inside out. Our coaches have spent a tremendous amount of time watching tape of our players and evaluating them as much as we can without having the opportunity to spend time with them on the practice field or in meetings. Secondly, we've also done a very diligent job, our staff and our personnel people, evaluating the free agents that are out there as well. The process for both is ongoing, and certainly that information will be kept internally as we move on into the off season and we get closer to those dates. So those have been the two main aspects or three main aspects of what's gone over the last 5 weeks. It's been a terribly exciting process of getting to know the men in our, and women in our organization operationally and internally on the football side as well, and watching our staff work together and their presentations and the information that we've gathered over that period of time. Well, that's why we're here. You know, we're just getting started with that, and we're getting started with getting to know the players. It started at the Senior Bowl. Most of the time I spent at the Senior Bowl was in interviewing staff and getting our staff organized. So early on, the excitement always to come to the Combine to get a first look at these guys, from my standpoint and from our organization, every organization's standpoint. So this is where it gets started. Certainly it's been ongoing relative to the personnel departments and our scouting departments and things like that. But this is a first look from a coach's standpoint. Well, it's a multiple question, obviously. You know, there's some players up there certainly that have shown that they can play in the NFL. That's been proven over time. There hasn't been many, but the guys who have shown up down here, you know, I've done a pretty good job of fitting in. I mean, the players up there are very similar to the guys down here in terms of their character. They want to master their crafts. They want to be the best they can be. And some of them have had the opportunity south of the border and have done well. So to comment on one without talking about the others, but these guys love football up there, and they have dreams of wanting to do it down here. And those that can will give it a try. Those that can't, I've experienced a lot of exciting football up there. You know, that's an ongoing process. We've certainly, you know, evaluated our entire football team as much as we can without seeing them work, having a chance to, you know, spend some time, some formal time with them on the field. And again, as we move forward in this process through the combine and through the spring, you know, obviously all these things are going to be resolved. But right now, between Phil and the personnel department and myself and the coaching department, we continue to talk about these things and process the information. But at this time, you know, we're not going to go any farther than that in our discussions. Probably two or nothing up to this point. I'm sure things have. You know, the safety issues have become bigger than they've ever been. But the process that we've gone through over the first 5 weeks have not been any different than those that I've experienced as an assistant coach in the NFL. Just the timetable of what needs to be done going in, new staff, new coaches, new staff, evaluating your team, new staff, free agency, and now the combine flying into play here almost in a blink of an eye since we started here the third week of January. Well, everybody has an opinion on that. I'm excited to coach Jay. I've had a couple of opportunities to talk with him on multiple levels, and excited to work with him in all facets of his game. I really am, and he's an extremely bright guy. He loves football, and he's got a great skill set. So, you know, we've got to work hard to provide him the resources he can to maximize his ability, and that goes into everything we're doing in all three phases with personnel department and with our coaching staff. You know, we've talked about that. I think that he has flexibility. He's a tremendous athlete. As we put our football team together, Dan, you know, we'll work on that. We've had discussions about Shea and all his strengths and his weaknesses, and he's got a lot of strengths and a lot of great things he can do. And, you know, as Mel and the guys continue to put the defense together, we'll decide collectively, you know, what the best place for him to play is.